concerns. This is my retrospective.
Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Baron.
We open the entire show with Bring Back Toonami by Richie Branson. That's an awesome song and an awesome message. Cartoon Network.
It is. Bring it back.
Get on that. Adult Swim's cool. Don't get me wrong. I really do like Adult Swim.
Honestly, I haven't watched much network television for
No, I haven't either, but I think if you could just make a Toonami like internet stream and or maybe on Netflix.
I believe it's actually called Crunchyroll at this
point. It is. Well, no, you look. Okay, so hold on.
Before
we even talk about what the show is about, I feel like we've just opened it up. Toonami wasn't always good. Like Toonami, the first part of Toonami was good. Middle, I don't think it was that great. You know, there was like some stuff in there. I can't even remember what was bad. I just remember that there was that something bad.
Well, that's probably what's bad. You don't remember it.
Yeah. I think it was Space Ghost Coast to Coast. I started watching that, but I wasn't like, I didn't get it. I didn't understand the humor.
I watched the crap out of Space Ghost.
I didn't understand it, so I didn't get it.
I didn't get it either. It was just late at night, and I was delirious.
Wait, this is Experience Points. For those that don't know, this is a show where we drop some nerd knowledge on you.
We
are mega nerds, mega geeks, and we talk about it all the time in our real lives, in our fake lives, online, offline, every line.
Yay!
So, every line you got.
How long have you been working on that?
We do all the lines. Whoa, how long have we been working on it?
Say hello to my little friend.
Why is it so dusty in here? What's all this dust? Why is all the dust white? So this is the show where we drop some nerd knowledge on. We have a lot of really cool games we're going to talk about in this show, especially anticipated games of 2016. So before we get to that, let's go ahead and drop another song on you and tell you what we did last week. This is Broken Bride, part one from Ludo. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
We'll catch you after the break on Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. Still Experience Points, still MG.
Still Red Bear.
That was Broken Bride, part one by Ludo. Friends, listen, I am sorry, but as soon as we went to that song, Bear was like, we didn't introduce the website. And I'm like, dang it. Dang it, Bear, why'd you stop
it?
Look, hey, we have a website. It's where all our news, reviews, all of our audio and everything is hosted. You can check it all out. Bear, what is the website?
Go to exppoints.com and double tap the P.
See, it was so
easy. I just wanted to say that.
It was so easy, and I can't believe we do it every week. I think this is like the second time that I've messed it up in the entirety
of the universe.
So anyway, we have social media as well. Facebook, Twitter, Google+, YouTube, all that. If you want to link, subscribe, lock it down, turn it up, crank it, do whatever. Go to exppoints.com/social. That's our social media landing page.
Just do it.
Don't let your dreams be dreams. Show us your support. You can show us your support in a lot of ways. One, just listen. You know, we're on iTunes. We're
on
Stitcher.
That's a great way to show your support.
Yeah, just listen.
Enjoy my voice.
Listen to it. Enjoy our voices. We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. And we are on direct download and stream from the website. If you want to show your support in some more, like, tangible ways, I'm just saying money talks, guys. Money talks. We're on PayPal and we're on Patreon. Go ahead and look for those links in the on the social media landing page. Again, exppoints.com/social. Bear, what did you do this week?
I downloaded Undertale and started playing it like I said I would last week.
Yep. How is it?
It is actually really awesome.
Yeah.
And I keep dying.
Yeah.
Mainly because I'm kind of dumb and I was really tired and it took me a while to figure out the flower lied to me.
Oh, yeah. The flower does lie to you.
Even after it turned evil. Well, spoilers. The flower's evil.
The flower's evil!
It, yep. I learned that you don't catch the thingamabobbers. It makes your heart die.
Oh, well.
That was my experience
with
Undertale.
It's like that one jerk mushroom in Mario. The poison mushroom. Yeah.
So,
very cool. What else
that,
you do?
I exploded my car by accident. Don't know what's wrong with it. And bought a new one. So
Was it like one of those like Grand Theft Auto moments where you're like, car's on fire. Nah, I got another 40 miles out of this thing. And then it like starts flame up more and you can't see it. And you're like, well, screw this thing. And you jump out.
You just jump out and tuck and roll.
Yeah, you jump out and you
stand
like.
Stand in the middle of the road, stop somewhere.
Right.
Yeah, that's pretty much what
people
I
people are like, hey, the car's on fire. Move that wreck. It explodes. People are screaming and dying.
That's exactly
other cars
how it went
are exposed on contact explosions from all the other cars.
I may be wanted in Baton Rouge at this point.
Wow.
I think I have a 5-star actually.
Night. Well, they're gonna bust. They're gonna blow this building down.
I shouldn't have told you that.
Yeah, they're gonna. Where's the tank? The tank's coming.
Yes,
that one tank.
Then we get to steal that though.
I don't think the tank. I didn't see a tank in Grand Theft Auto 5. I haven't seen one.
I don't know.
I don't know if they don't have one or maybe I just.
I think they do.
I don't know.
I feel like they should.
I don't know. Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. So now I'm driving a 350Z. So that's
very cool.
Yeah.
You went from a Mini Coupe to like a to a little stock race car thingy.
Basically, yeah. I guess that's what it's like.
Like a super low riding, it's just a curve. That's all it is. Just a curve with wheels.
It's just a curve.
Just a curve with wheels. Yeah. So very cool.
I mean, that's pretty much my adventures. A lot of classwork. So I'm feeling for everyone who's back in classes this week.
Yeah.
Yep. The struggle is real.
Yeah.
We're back.
I completely agree. Yeah.
Well, Mr. Professor Man.
I'm not a professor. I'm an instructor. I've been teaching. This is my first semester teaching two courses.
The only difference is you're on the other side of the podium.
You know, everything you have to take for an assignment, I have to grade. So multiply what you're going through times like 15 to 30.
Sounds like an instructor, doesn't he?
Yeah, well. No, this is the first semester I'm teaching two classes at once. And it's pretty interesting. Like, the day goes by very quickly.
The way you said that, I'm imagining you have two lecture halls. And, like, you're just standing in the middle of the hallway between them yelling. Two different subjects.
Everyone, this is... We're learning today! Just yelling as loud as I can.
Yes, exactly.
That'd be great. No. I teach systems administration and intro to programming or intro to object-oriented concepts, and I'm enjoying it. I really like it. In fact, I was thinking of like taking some of the material and actually doing it on putting it on some of the website in case people wanted
to be nerds and learn something.
Yeah, we were talking last year.
Oh, we should. You should, because
last year we were talking a lot about expanding the platform, and we're still planning on doing that. It's just slow going. We're both back in school. You know, we got work and school and then this. We don't want to drop the mic, so to speak.
Basically, what he's saying is I'm the worst.
No. It's just, it's hard. It's hard getting everything together, especially with slow internet me and no work you, so.
Yeah, basically. hey, I'm a freaking grad student.
Yeah, man, it's hard. Look, struggle real. Look, it's fine. Don't go to my personal blog and read anything I've written about you, though. Uh-huh. TheRealGear.com. In my life, I beat the DLC for Witcher. And I'm waiting on the new DLC. There was an update for Planet Base. And if you haven't played or seen Planet Base, it's now available for Mac and Windows. It's just a sort of like Sims, space-based builder on Mars or some other planets. And I really like it. It's such a nifty little seemingly independent. It might be a huge team. I don't know. It seems like an independent game, but it's so nice. It's only like $10 or $15 on Steam. Like I said, it's now cross-platform. Not on Linux, but it's on Mac and Windows. And it's so fun. I've been having a great time. I have been legitimately screwed in most of the missions, but it's not a hard concept. You're on the first planet. Build a base, sustain a base, and then just become bigger, like hit milestones.
It's like an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Become bigger. Exactly. Stay there. Don't die. Don't get hit with a meteor or whatever. Exactly. Like, I feel like analogies just went away.
I think it works out, yeah.
But yeah,
it's like a Chinese buffet.
So, like, I'm playing it, and now I finally hit the stride where either they fixed a bug that I didn't realize was there. I thought it was difficult because it was difficult and I was doing it wrong. But now I'm actually getting better at the game, I think, and I'm doing that. So, picked that up, played some more Destiny. Love Destiny. Recently connected with one of my friends. I found out that she is actually a real-life female gamer. She just beast modes on Destiny on PS4. So her and I are going to hook up. We're going to play, and we're going to have a lot of fun on that.
Sweet.
And I've got almost halfway through Jessica Jones. Me and my wife decided we're going to watch Jessica Jones together now, so I got to wait for her. And she's in school, too, so that's happening. But that was mostly what I've done this past week. So.
Oh, no, I'm still catching up on Gotham, which is still an amazing series, by the way, if you haven't checked it out.
I agree.
It is awesome.
I agree. And actually, they're DC. I'm not a big DC fan, but they're about to have Legends of Tomorrow come out.
I know you can't hear me staring at him, but I'm staring at him.
I'm sorry. Like, I think the Marvel Universe is infinitely better.
You see, there's days that you get to be wrong. This is one of them.
When is that?
Today. It turns out it's Wednesday night from 9 to 10 p.m.
While I am wrong,
Wednesday night from 9 to 10 p.m.
We're going to cut to a song, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about the most anticipated games we think of 2016. It's actually quite a lot of them. This is Code Monkey by Jonathan Colton. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to Experience Points in Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
Code Monkey, get up, get coffee. Code Monkey, go to job.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU, still MG.
Still Red Bear.
And it's Experience Points. So we just heard Code Monkey by Jonathan Colton. We're going to break out and talk about some of the most hotly anticipated games. Hot. They're hot. They're coming out. Better get ready. Better get your money pants on.
I'm just going to keep letting him go. It's funnier as he runs out of things to say.
You better hope you didn't spend all your money from Christmas and your birthday, if your birthday was around Christmas.
It wasn't.
Or right what? Before.
Oh, you happen to know.
There's actually several birthdays coming up. And several. Bear's birthday is actually coming up. I think that's what he's
saying. Really? Oh, wow. Are you serious?
My birthday? Yeah.
You remembered.
Yeah. So let's talk about some of these games. We got a lot of them. I'm not going to describe most of them like in hot detail because there is only like 20 or 30 minutes left in the show, realistically. So let's get to it.
Realistically.
Firewatch. It's coming out February.
Sounds incredibly boring to me.
Right, but the videos look amazing. The cell shaded environments. I think it's like a psychological thriller because
look for fire.
No, not necessarily. So it's like a murder or something. There's some nefarious thing happening in the woods of Wyoming.
Now I love psychological thrillers, so I'll probably still play it.
Yeah.
And I will judge it based... I judge them harshly because there's a lot in the horror genre and they all suck.
Right. I'm not sure that this is horror yet, but you'll get to find out really relatively soon on PS4 and PC. It comes out February 9th.
I'll check it out.
So it could be really cool. Something that I can guarantee you I will not play because I just don't like these games.
Hello Kitty's Island Adventure?
That I would not play.
Oh, my bad.
Street Fighter V. I don't care.
The only fighting game I'm going to play is Them's Fighting Herd, and that's just because I support the team.
Right, right.
So,
okay.
So, and I'm probably just going to hang out. They're making a lobby for everyone to chat in. Uh-huh. I'm probably just going to hang out there and chat.
Ridiculous.
This is going to be a chat room for me.
Street Fighter V comes out February 16th for PS4 and PC. If you don't know about Street Fighter, go read a book. Go get a Super Nintendo. Do something because it is a very big game. Of course, it's a side-scrolling sort of fighter. This is like 3D now, so.
I missed something I did last week.
What did you do last week? Quickly, go.
Yeah, so I played Final Fantasy II.
Nice.
I'd never played it before. Great game, by the way.
So I got a few. I personally like it. Six.
Oh, I forgot everything I did. I also restarted my Pokemon game from 108 hours.
Oh, wow.
That was terrifying. Okay, continuing on with the new things.
Save, apparently. Far Cry Primal. It's coming out February 23rd on consoles and March 1st on PC. If you don't know anything about this, this is Far Cry in the Stone Age. You're a Stone Age person.
I do like Far Cry games. They're fun. And
I imagine you won't have a wingsuit or a gyrocopter in this one.
You see that.
You'll probably have like a pterodactyl or some stupid thing awesome. Like that. But you know,
actually, I'm not excited about that one at all. I think the one I'm excited about is coming
up. I think it's interesting that it seems very... It almost seems like a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, that we had Far Cry 4. So, yeah. And they didn't do some stupid spinoff like Far Cry 3... Techno Edition. I can't remember what it's called.
Dragon something. I love that one.
Yeah, they didn't do Far Cry Dragon Warfare or whatever. I can't remember the name of it.
Oh, it was Dragon something.
Something Dragon. Anyway, they didn't do that with Far Cry 4, so we didn't get that. Middle standalone
Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon.
Blood Dragon. Yeah, we didn't get that Blood Dragon for Far Cry 4 though. So. You know, it's been a while since I've actually played. I've played Far Cry 4. I bought it brand new. I played it, and that was it. I know that there's some multiplayer stuff in it. Have never done it. I'll probably replay it because it was pretty fun. Far Cry 3 actually was pretty fun, if I remember right.
I did like Far Cry 3.
This is coming out February 23rd and March 1st, as I said, on PS4, Xbox One, and PC. Uncharted 4, A Thief's End, coming out March 18th on PS4 Uncharted. Exclusively.
There we go.
Fourth Uncharted. If you don't know about Uncharted, it is a staple on PS3, and it will become the next hottest thing on PS4. Locked at 60 frames per second in multiplayer, 30 frames in story for some reason. I don't know. That was one of the things that kind of bothered me. But
it kind of bothers me that consoles always think 30 frames is an acceptable frame rate.
Yeah, 30 frames is probably never an... Well, it depends. So, like, 30 frames a second at, like, a lower resolution, like, no big deal, fine. But lower resolution is no longer acceptable.
Depends on what's going on. If you have a lot of things moving, 30 frames is really annoying.
Yes. And that's the thing.
I mean, if it's just a scene of a field, who cares?
For this game,
a frame
you know, there's a lot of forest, there's a lot of jungle, there's a lot of vehicular combat. I mean, just look at some of the big set pieces in the previous Uncharted games, like the trains and the, you know, just all of the ships, all the things that you've been doing in the previous Uncharted games. They've always set the bar for how many things can move and be crazy on screen all at once. Right. I don't understand why you'd bump it up to 1080p and you'd stay at 30 frames during the story. Hopefully, they will unlock that or whatever. Dark Souls 3 coming out March 24th in Japan and April 12th everywhere else on PS4, Xbox One, and PC. I won't lie, Dark Souls has been one of those games that I've always found a way not to play. I have seen people
make excuses.
I think I own it on Steam. Like, I got it through a Humble Bundle or something, Dark Souls 1 and 2, and I've never played it. But from what I understand, it's a game that I have to play. So I might go and install it, and a week later I'll get to play it. You never know.
Who knows?
Just Star Fox Zero. I'm looking forward to this one. Star Fox Zero coming out April 21st, 22nd on the Wii U. I don't own a Wii U, but I might go buy one.
Dude,
because Star Fox Zero.
I'm loving my Wii U.
I don't like, I've played Splatoon enough to know that I don't like that game. I just don't like it. And I don't like playing.
I think things are nice,
if you could play it with the Pro Controller, I think I'd enjoy it a lot more.
You could
more.
Turn off the motion controls if that's what's
really?
Nice. Yes.
Well, good.
That's
so
the first thing I did.
I just need to do that.
You need to use the regular controller because of the map.
Well, oh, okay. So that's why you need the big one.
Yeah, that's why. Because the map appears and you can jump and stuff and get statuses.
I got it. No,
you can turn off the motion control. Is stupid.
Honestly, what I would do with the Wii U is literally play like Super Nintendo and regular Nintendo games.
I mean, that's worth it.
On the big controller.
That's worth it.
Okay, yeah. So then I might do it because it's not a very expensive console. It's like $200.
Right. It's fine. I'd do it.
But Star Fox Zero, for those that remember Star Fox being on Nintendo 64 and Star Fox Super Nintendo, this is supposed to be the resurgence of that game.
Another selling point real quick of the Wii U.
Go ahead.
You can start watching Netflix on your projector, then take the controller with you to the bathroom.
Oh, that is
and then
pretty nice.
While everyone's watching it, you don't lose anything.
That's you want to pause.
Now he's not going to touch my controller.
I've got
again.
This giant. I've got this giant board to take
yeah,
with
it's
me.
Great.
Yeah, Star Fox Zero. Doom is actually coming out sometime in the spring. So Q1, late or early Q2 of 2016, PS4, Xbox One, and PC. This is the Doom reboot. We've been talking about it a little bit. This is looking great. It is a full reboot, so everything gets scrubbed clean. We get to start over, and I don't think I've played a Doom game that I didn't like. Doom 3 was amazing.
No, they're amazing.
Doom 1 and Doom
Again,
2 were great, if not a little difficult to play
what
now.
What I like about them is they're open about jump scares. That's their thing.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
You know, because like, I judge horror genre games very harshly, especially whenever they rely on jump scares.
Yeah.
But this isn't really horror genre to me. It's arcade.
Yeah.
It's like how I like to classify it.
And it's not Five Nights at Freddy's. It's not Five Nights at Freddy's jump scares.
Right.
You know?
It's a fast-paced game. And I'd classify it more in like scary arcade or something.
Yeah. It's a game that, you know, you can get super buffed and super awesome and just go tear through some demons. And that's what they're selling. They're selling you that awesome feeling, which is what games should do. Games, if it's too realistic, that's a simulation. And that's okay.
Right.
That's something that's admirable. Be a simulation. But you want to have fun. You want to feel like you're doing. So that's why I can't understand sports games. I can go outside and I can catch a football. Admittedly, I'm a nerd.
You?
I'm a nerd. I can't.
I mean, A, I have to go outside.
I like playing a sports game.
B, football.
Sports ball is fun. I like doing that, but I want to play a game that shows me that I can do something that I actually can't do in real life, like slaughter aliens or demons or whatever.
Fly spaceships.
That's fly spaceships. Speaking of flying spaceships, man, we can fly them, but man, we can't land them lately. SpaceX, that poor leg lock thing did not work for
them. What they're trying to do is very difficult.
Oh, yeah, but they almost did it. That's the thing. They've almost done it several times.
Yeah, at least a few times.
And you know what?
And to be fair, they're just doing trick shots at this point.
Yeah.
That's where we are in their space program. We're just doing stuff for fun.
Yeah, it's
I love it.
I feel like when Elon Musk stops making jokes about it on Twitter, then we've got a then Houston, we've got a problem.
Right, right.
You know?
I mean, come on. He's building a Hyperloop because he wants to.
Yeah. I trust him with money. I'll trust him with my space. Dishonored 2 coming somewhere in the spring as well. PS4, Xbox One, PC. If you play Dishonored 1, you know what this is all about. You play Corvo again, and you are just you're just a crazy bad dude. You bad in a good way, like bad.
Bad as in rad.
Double.
Actually, I remember
bad
in like
in
the
rad.
Late 90s. There was a news broadcast where they were talking about the new words that were coming out, like bad is good and stuff, and that they were concerned that it marked like the end of the universe or world or something.
Oh, cool. Well, we made it. We made it like 10
Somehow
more
we
years.
We made it, yeah. And, I mean,
Mayans. In your
so
face.
Bad right now.
Show you how
I think, wicked. Like, that's wicked sweet. That was the big thing they were talking
wicked
about.
Wicked sweet. How crunk were they? Is crunk a good...
Dude, I wonder what they would even think of crunk.
Is crunk positive? Or crunk was a character on Dexter. Okay. Dexter's lab.
Yeah, to be fair.
Yeah, so crunk, that was my crunk.
That was your crunk.
I'm sorry, back to the games. Dishonored. Dishonored is first person, melee, traps, magic, climbing, sneaking, just tons of exploration, and it's awesome. It's such a good game.
Last time I tried to play Dishonored, I just kept getting motion sick.
Oh.
So,
well, you might not.
Maybe
get it.
My frame rate was weird.
Maybe. Your frame review also is kind of weird sometimes.
Yeah.
This is actually one of your favorite, most anticipated games is Deus Ex Mankind Divided.
Yes.
It's coming out August, which seems way farther away than it should.
So far.
August 23rd. It's late August, in fact.
Not saying nice words to me.
August 23rd, and it's coming out for PS4, Xbox One, PC. For those that don't know, you take on the role of, what's the guy's name? Like Jenner?
Jensen, Adam Jensen. So you're still Adam Jensen?
Yeah, Adam
okay.
Jensen.
Okay, like, I don't honestly, I haven't even read anything about it, except I know it's coming out.
You're still Adam Jensen.
I saw it on the sheet. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to buy that.
Yeah. Adam Jensen, you just sort of continue on.
I didn't know you were talking about Jensen.
Apparently.
I figured maybe you'd be someone new at this point.
They're actually, no, man, I want to continue to be like Typhoon wearing mofo. I want that guy.
Oh, so you cheated.
No, I've got the Typhoon. The typhoon. I got the typhoid.
Dude, that's what this...
This is the worst cyborg power ever. I just got sick a bunch.
You're killing me, Smalls. Wow.
Gears of War 4 coming out sometime in 16. 2016, late
another
2016.
Gears of War,
probably.
Apparently.
They're still making them. Obviously,
who
an Xbox One exclusive. There's a
who
ton
owns
of
them?
There's a big following for Gears of War.
Gears of War, really?
Yeah.
Huh. I'm not judging.
Anywhere... From, you know, fall to December of 2016, and it could get delayed. We'll know more at E3. Legend of Zelda, that's a working title. It's not Legend of Zelda Skyward Cloud Sword of Destiny or something. Nothing like that. It's just Legend of Zelda.
All your files get lost.
Nintendo's been very, you know, clapped about what they're actually doing. It's just Legend of Zelda coming out in 2016 for the Wii U. It's interesting because the NX is coming out. No, I don't think it's a reboot. I think it's an additional thing. They're just not naming it yet.
Yeah.
The NX is supposed to come out this year though as well. So we're getting an entirely new Nintendo console.
Yeah.
Hopefully they decide to change
a few things. Firefox crashed. That's so unlike Firefox.
Last Guardian. Also, sometimes in 2016, we saw this at E3, and it was awesome. For those that don't know, The Last Guardian is from Team Ico. They made the Shadow of the Colossus, and they made Ico.
I want another Shadow of the Colossus.
Well, that's apparently what The Last Guardian is. It's that enigmatic, sort of crazy, not really straightforward. Maybe there's no menu system. Maybe to turn the game off, you just turn the console off. You know, there's no explanation to what you're doing. Or there's very little explanation. It's an art piece.
Okay.
Matt
has read more about these.
I'm not saying that The Last Guardian is going to be an art piece, but I know Ico and Shadow of the Colossus, they were not typical games as we saw them.
They were not.
You know,
they were beautiful and amazing.
They were a contemplative narrative on what you thought your life could be. Like they were much deeper if you let them be.
They were, to be fair.
And yeah, so that's coming out for PS4 at some point in 2016.
2014.
Final
really?
Fantasy.
Wow. That DeLorean.
We should do that. We should do the most anticipated games of 2010. We're like, what? Why are they doing that? I was like, why not? We ran out of material, guys.
We read the internet.
We told you all about it. Final Fantasy 15. This is actually the second Final Fantasy game that will be coming out. Supposedly coming out this year. We'll get to the other one a little bit later. Final Fantasy 15, it's been in development all the way back since 2016, so 10 years it's been in development. It is easily...
When has it been in development since?
Final Fantasy since 2006.
Okay, you said 2016.
No, it's 2016. It's been in development for 10 years.
Yeah, okay.
From 20...
We're clear now.
Okay.
Good.
2006 to 2016.
Unless my brain didn't hear you say words right.
Maybe. Anyway, there's a prince. There's some friends. You venture across the world. There's a crystal. It's pretty much everything.
It's a Final Fantasy.
It's everything that Final Fantasy has. And also, I think there's cars. So, whatever.
What?
It happened. Final Fantasy VII had motorcycles.
Fair enough.
Quantum Break coming out in... Final Fantasy 14 or 15 coming out PS4, Xbox One, some point in 2016.
Woo!
Quantum Break coming out April 5th on Xbox One, so it's exclusive. This is from Remedy Entertainment. They were famous for Alan Wake and Max Payne. This is a time travel story with environmental catastrophes, really awesome graphics, third-person adventure action stuff, and they sort of break up the gameplay with these sort of episodic, like, live action previously on Quantum Break. They did this with Max.
Galactica?
Yeah, sort of. Or Dragon Ball Z? I don't know. They did this with Alan Wake, and I thought it was really good. Like, if I haven't played Alan Wake in a while and I don't know what happened in the story, they will update me on what happened, and I really like that.
Okay, that's fair.
So that's coming out April 5th.
Yeah, I think I said that on the show before. When I played Halo 4, there's just a console that you can go to at the very beginning and just kind of does a slideshow of every Halo game previously.
Hey, sweet. Someone had Microsoft Encarta on here from last year whenever I did stuff. Crackdown 3, this is an Xbox One exclusive coming out again sometime in 2016. We don't have hard details on a date yet. But Crackdown has been a series on Xbox since Xbox 360. It's been, you've been an agent, like an agent that can upgrade his powers, his ability to jump and do stuff. And you take down druggies in this futuristic city. You had vehicle combat, you had hand-to-hand combat, gun combat, all of this stuff. You could upgrade your guy so much, you could literally jump over skyscrapers. It was such, and it ran so smooth. It was such an awesome game. It made you feel like this, and it was, the narrator, the guy, your boss or whatever, yeah. was so over the top.
I love it.
It just made so much sense. It was like over the top, like Borderlands over the top.
Nice.
Crackdown 3's big deal is that it's actually using cloud integration to assist in some of those big calculations of buildings collapsing and environment destruction.
Okay.
So with that in mind, if it's doing all the calculations off-site, you could actually, it's been touted as like your Xbox One could be a supercomputer because you're literally just receiving, you're saying, I have a building, it's going to destroy, quick, calculate that. It spins up all these calculations, sends back the thing, and then while it's collapsing, it figures out how it should collapse.
Yeah.
Which is pretty crazy. So that's awesome. I'm interested in that.
Yay!
Horizon Zero Dawn, 2016 as well, PS4 exclusive. Yes, I got a PS4. I don't have an Xbox
good
One
for
yet.
You.
This is from Team Guerrilla. They did Killzone. It's post-apocalyptic game with female lead in like a Stone Age scenario, but then we kind of find out that it's not actually Stone Age. It's the extreme future.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I just woke up. This is the one I'm super excited about, guys.
Yeah,
it's robot dinosaurs in the future thing.
It's in the future.
I like it.
We're back to Stone Age tech, but somehow we have like high-tech bows and arrows.
Probably the next nuclear war.
It's really, really awesome because all of the animals are actually robots, and it's really, really cool. I'm very much looking forward to that whenever it comes out in 2016.
Yes.
You haven't played Mass Effect 3 yet, so you need to sort of finish that before the fall of 2016 because Mass Effect Andromeda is coming out then, and it's coming out for PS4, Xbox One, and PC. This is not going to be about Commander Shepard. The Reapers aren't going to make an appearance in this. We're moving past that, so we're assuming the Reapers have been stopped. We're going
spoilers.
On to the huh?
Spoilers.
Well, whatever.
Aww.
It says it on every site.
It says it on every site.
The great thing is that apparently we're going out in exploring space, the
Yay.
Andromeda Galaxy.
And
I like this tagline on this website. It goes, if Star Trek taught us anything, is we can have some great adventures in space. So,
true facts.
So, yeah, completely new hero. Have no idea who they are going to be. He or she is going to be. You know, they're always doing gender in specific type roles, which is great.
Yay.
That's coming out in the fall. Recore by Team Comcept, if that sounds familiar. Mighty Number 9. And that Mega Man
Did
Legends wannabe.
Come out?
Not yet. That's also anticipated for 2016, but I'm not including it because Keiji Inafune and Comcept's pissing me off about it. They don't want to. Look, I'll tell you how I really feel. Mm-mm. You don't really. Anyway, I'm sorry. That's a completely separate thing. I'm not going to talk about that. Recore coming out in June. Coming out in June by Xbox One. This is sort of their next game. They haven't even finished releasing their other game, and they're doing this other game where you play a girl. She has like a dog friend robot thing that she can swap out the core into different robots to get different abilities. I trust that this will be an awesome game because it could be a third-person Mega Man plus friend thing. It could be Rush and Mega Man together. It could be this awesome thing. I'll believe it when I see it. And I'd really like Mighty No. 9, Keiji Inafune Comcept. If you can go ahead and just give me my download code. I did back you guys like 2 years ago. That'd be really nice.
That'd be great.
If it's in my Kickstarter feed and I haven't looked in a while,
now
I apologize. No Man's Sky comes out in June. If you haven't heard of this one, you need to go and check it out. It is an exploratory. People are starting to say it might actually be the biggest game ever because of how much space you can actually explore in this. It's like procedurally generated or whatever. PS4, PC, coming out in June. Really, really excited for that one because of the way it looks. Honestly, it's all cel-shaded. It looks fantastic.
Cel-shading is fun when done properly.
Ratchet and Clank. This is the reimagined version of Ratchet and Clank from PlayStation 2 that Insomniac Games had come up with. They're actually releasing a movie on Ratchet and Clank at the same time, like
that's
a full-blown 3D movie.
Honest, that's a little weird.
No, it's pretty good. Like, if you watch the trailer, you're like, yes, this is what I want. And then when you realize, well, these graphics are virtually the same type of graphics that'll be in the game, literally, this may be the best, like,
cutscene ever.
This will be the best movie game ever because it will be a movie.
It's going to beat out Metal Gear?
Whoa. Oh, man. That was a good joke. That's going to make it in the greatest hits one day. No, so this is coming out April 20th on PS4 exclusively, which Ratchet & Clank's always been PlayStation exclusive,
right.
Whether it's PSP or PS Vita or PlayStation 2 or 3.
Sony Computer Entertainment.
And I believe they have a PS3 like all-in-one trilogy
bundle
collection bundle
disc.
Thing. So yeah, that's a thing. Mirror's Edge Catalyst. This is the sequel to Mirror's Edge. I can't wait for this game because even though apparently Mirror's Edge was so loved and so great,
I loved it.
People didn't buy the damn thing. They didn't.
I did. I bought 3 times.
You know,
not
did.
My fault.
I did buy it a few times, actually.
I did.
And I had like numerous free copies.
And then I lost it, so I bought another, and then I gave up, got it on Steam.
Yeah, I got it on Steam. Exactly. That's exactly what I did. Now, Mirror's Edge was such a good game. For those that don't know, it is a perfect first-person experience, in my opinion, because you look down, you see your feet. When you run, your arms are to your sides.
Hardcore parkour!
It's hardcore parkour. I can't even.
Hardcore parkour!
Dude,
can you imagine what this would be like with an Oculus Rift?
I hope that the Oculus Rift is about to be released in April, something
soon.
Like that. And then they're gonna fill out their backlog, and then it'll be able for everyone to get it. It'll be great. That's coming out May 24th, PS4, Xbox One, PC, so totally could do it. It will be running on the Frostbite engine, the third one. That's what Battlefield 4 and Battlefront are running on. I am totally excited about that because that engine looks amazing. Kingdom Hearts 3 coming out on PS4 and Xbox One. It's actually making its Xbox debut, I think, December 30th.
Eventually, I'll play Kingdom Hearts.
I don't know if they put December 30th. This is from Amazon, by the way. I don't know if they put December 30th because they think it's just going to be before 2016 ends, or if they don't have.
Oh,
if they
that's
don't
a
know.
Fair point.
So it might not even be this year. That's why I kind of put these two at the end. Kingdom Hearts 3, continue the quest with Sora, and I assume Sora. I don't have a lot of information on Kingdom Hearts 3 because Japanese is hard. I know a little bit. I know a little bit, but they speak way too fast. I know how to say thank you, and thanks for the food. Those
That's
are the most
important.
Those are the important
know.
Concepts, right
I'll
there.
I'll give you that.
The important
just
translations.
Go to McDonald's so, and at least just point. To
PS4
the meal you want.
Number 5.
Dude, that's I hate McDonald's, but the fact that they're all over the world just means I can go anywhere in the world. Just like that one.
Big Mac.
Yeah.
Big Mac.
Yeah.
Big
give me that.
Mac.
That thing. Some form of
Mucho
mushy
Mac.
Food stuff yeah. comes out nice.
It's food-like.
Maybe die.
December 30th. It could be this year. It may be late next or early next year. Final Fantasy VII, the remake for PS4 only, December 30th. Again,
Come to the U.S.
One of those. Sort of. It could be this year. It may be next year. Sort of things. But a lot of people are looking forward to Kingdom Hearts 3. Way more people, I think, are looking forward to Final Fantasy VII as an HD remake and as a complete remake. So, thankfully, this is a complete remake. They are not just slapping new textures. Yeah, yeah. You can't make games like Final Fantasy VII anymore. I don't think those games. And I could be proven wrong. You know, I don't remember playing Final Fantasy VII and going, wow, this is amazing. I need this in my life. I'll never, ever play another game. This is the best thing ever.
A lot of people did that, though.
So many people did that. So I think, and this is just my opinion, I think that making it from, not from scratch, but, you know, already having the story kind of laid out, being able to change the story, being able to, you know, change the gameplay mechanics, I think that's fantastic. So, you know, good luck to them. I hope it works out.
I do too.
Long term.
Good job.
We're out of games to talk about. We're going to talk about some more stuff after the break. We're going to play 3 songs.
What?
This is Euphemia by Area 11, Evolution of Circuitry by Entertainment System, and Deranged by Cooey and Camry. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You're hearing it all on Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
We're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. Still Experience Points, but not for much longer. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You just heard Deranged by Cooey and Camry. Before that, Evolution of Circuitry by Entertainment System and Euphemia by Area 11. We're out of time, but thanks again for listening to, like, this is the most anticipated game of 2016. We skipped
You know
some.
What we'll be talking about all next year.
Yeah, yeah. you, you, what you, you just know, heard. As they like come out and we spend
year.
Our hard-earned
Us.
Money. We'll go ahead and we'll talk about these games, I guess. So.
Yeah, I guess so. We'll do the game thing.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, we're going to still play video games? Are still
yeah,
cool?
No, that wasn't our New Year's resolution to stop playing video games.
Okay.
We're going to actually still play.
I messed
so.
Up, man.
Bear, what is the website?
Go to exppoints.com and double tap the P.
We are on social media as well. If you want to check us out there, it's exppoints.com/social. Facebook us, tweet us, Twitter us, link and subscribe. Down below.
Click all the buttons. Flip all the switches.
Click all the button. Flip all the switches. Join our Steam community.
God, I love fidgets.
Get some free games if you want.
That's from Elysian Tale, by the way.
We
play that.
Are going to leave you with one song.
I'll be back.
But if you want to hear us, go online. If you don't want to hear us, cool. We will be back next week, Wednesday, 9 to 10 p.m. Same place, same time. Just add 7 days. We are going to leave you with Jimmy and Sally from I Fight Dragons. This is off the Near Future album. The one that it didn't recently release, but it's the most recent one that has released.
Recently released album.
You can hear it now. We'll catch you back later. I'm MG.
I'm Red.
Thanks again for liking and subscribing and listening on Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.